This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. We got details this week on the biggest apparel deal in college sports history. Nike is agreeing to pay the University of Michigan $169 million to be the school's official athletic brand. And if that sounds like a lot of money just to put a swoosh on jerseys, you got to understand the battle that brands are waging to own college campuses. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports.
When Michigan fans found out that the school would be leaving Adidas and going to Nike, the reaction was like, but seriously, the emotion about whether your school is Nike versus Adidas versus Under Armour, it is real.
We have such like a big feeling about this stuff. But
Brian Cook is a rising junior at Michigan. He's at a barbershop here in Ann Arbor.
I bet you're the only person on the football team that wanted Adidas as a kicker.
And that's the thing. Going with Nike is not just about what Michigan wants to wear. Barber James Price says it's really about what Michigan wants to be.
It's less about money and more about keeping up with the rest of college football, really.
Yeah.
When you see Nike, you know that they're going to do what they have to promote the school and put the school on that next pedestal.
And that belief, that is priceless to brands like Nike. That's why Nike is in kind of an arms race with Under Armour and Adidas to throw more and more money at apparel contracts with big sports schools. Because they're not just trying to sell shoes, although, yeah, they want to sell shoes. They're trying to be college football and basketball, at least in the fans' minds. They're trying to be the biggest, fastest, sexiest parts of college ball. Take, for example, this ad for Nike's football camp for high school players.
Every year, 163 of the strongest and the baddest will come to play, with another 1,000 killing themselves to get here.
This is Paul Swinand. He's an analyst at Morningstar, and he focuses on sporting and luxury goods.
So that's made it imperative to get the biggest and the needle-moving schools in your camp.
This is one of the ways that brands like Nike are trying to drive and even create content, not just apparel, when it comes to college sports.
The battleground of the American universities is part of the strategy to get the consumer early to lock in their emotional ties to the brand. I don't want to say that they're ready to write blank checks to universities, but they're competing much harder and willing to spend more. That's driving the price up.
Swinand says as audiences get more and more fragmented between online and TV, live sports, especially sports with deep, loyal fan bases like Michigan, are worth more than ever before. In Ann Arbor, I'm Kate Wells for Marketplace.